Thank you for tuning in to Smash and Grab Investment Opportunities. Before we get started, unfortunately, I have to do a disclaimer. I do not provide professional or personal investment advice, and I am not a qualified, licensed investment advisor. I am an amateur investor. All information that I provide, including any ideas, opinions, views, predictions, forecasts, commentaries, suggestions, or stock picks expressed or implied herein on my show, are for informational, entertainment, and educational purposes only, and should not be construed as a personal piece of investment advice. While the information that I provide is believed to be accurate, it may include errors and inaccuracies. I will not and cannot be held liable for any actions you take as a result of anything that you hear on my show. Conduct your own due diligence or consult a licensed financial advisor or broker before making any and all investment decisions. Any investments, trades, speculations, or decisions made on the basis of any information that I give out on my podcast, either expressed or implied, are committed at your own risk, financially or otherwise. I appreciate you tuning in to Smash and Grab Investments. Now I'm done with the legal stuff. Let's get on to the fun stuff. What do you say? Welcome to another installment of Smash and Grab Investment Opportunities. This is your host, Jeff Kaufman, and this show is all about trading on exchanges for low-cost coin. When I say low-cost, I'm talking about coins that are priced in the thousands and hundreds of a penny. They're very attractive to new investors that have never really played with crypto. They'll see an opportunity to purchase up a few million coins and jump on it, and then get stuck in a really bad position. And that position usually is these coins that are priced, and this isn't always, but you know, this is a good percentage of time that this happens. But these coins that are always priced at this really extremely low price sometimes are completely and utterly worthless. And why, you might ask? Well, sometimes these coins are involved in a coin swap. They may be an Ethereum-based coin switching over to something else. And this primarily might affect especially American cryptocurrency buyers who are looking at these coins and going, wow, look at this, it's only worth 0.07 of a penny. And they'll buy them up left and right. Now, I've done this myself. I did this with a silent notary not too long ago. Bought up 5 million of these coins only to find out that they're really not worth a damn thing. Number one, they were just started like 2 months prior to a coin swap, going from being a notary to law. And it really affected me. It totally ticked me off. And not only that, but I had to be able to go on Binance in order to do the swap. And here's the problem. You can't get on Binance if you're American. You can, do all the things that everybody else is doing. And sure, I probably could have done all that. Got a fake phone number, changed my ISP. I mean, done all these crazy things that people are doing in America to be able to buy these coins. And then swap them in Binance. And I'm like, I'm not going to go through all that trouble. And especially since the swap rate, I think, was 1.5 notary for one half of the other coin that they were swapping to. So I would have lost a large amount of the coin that I had just bought. So, you know, I'm trying to keep other people from making the same mistake. When you see a coin, and I'm just going to give you a step-by-step idea of what to do when you see a coin on an exchange that you're interested in buying. If you're interested in buying a coin on an exchange, do these steps because it's going to help you in the long run. First of all, research the coin. Google the coin. Google the coin with the word swap next to it. Google the coin and go onto the websites that are actually about the coin, and be careful about what websites you're actually picking to do your research on. you don't want to get the ticker confused with another coin. And that happens a lot too on exchanges. But like step one, basically, when you see a coin that you're interested in buying, do a lot of research first. Don't worry about it going up a few hundredths of a penny between the time you see it and the time you're done with your research. Believe me, you're not going to miss it if it turns out that that coin is completely worthless. And this happens a lot. Now, Notary said that they planned on continuing to use the Notary coin, but I visited the Notary, the Silent Notary Twitter page, and the way they were treating their community, there was a ton of questions about the swap, and they just copy-paste every answer. And I thought, well, that's kind of messed up. So then I started doing a little more research into how they're treating their community. And after doing a good 20 minutes of research, just basically into the coin, into what it's doing, into the coin swap, and how they were treating their community, I just abruptly got rid of every bit that I had. I traded it back with just a very minimal loss. But some people might buy these coins, such as Silent Notary, and sit there and go, I'm going to hold on to these things for 3 months, and they're never going to make any money. They're going to continue to drop in value. And you don't want to get stuck in a situation where you're not able to swap these coins out. And, you know, that's step one in any exchange that you get involved with. When you're looking at a coin and you're looking to scoop up a whole bunch of coins of something, take some time and do some research. The price isn't going to change so dramatically in an hour that you're going to miss out on a good purchase. And plus, you're probably going to end up saving yourself a lot of money. And I just want to point that out. You know, you might spend $20 on a coin and be able to scoop up, you know, a million, 2 million, 3 million of a certain coin. But you're going to lose that $20 if that coin is going through a swap. And that really bothers me. And that's something that bothers me about KuCoin. I really don't like KuCoin for one reason. They like to sell coins that are completely and utterly worthless. I'm not saying they always sell coins that are completely and utterly worthless. But in particular situations, they might be selling a coin that's actually going through a swap. And that coin that you're buying is going to be completely worthless if you're not up to date in the news about this particular coin and what's going on with its management. And that really bothers me that KuCoin does that. It's a great way. If you're able to do the swap, you know, that's a great way to get involved and grab a bunch of coins and swap them out with another coin. And that's a big process to go through. But I'm just going to give you a heads up. One of the best things you can do when you see a coin that you're interested in and that you're getting involved in, especially with some of these exchanges, do yourself a favor and take a little time to do some research. It's going to save you some time. It's going to save you some value in the coin itself. And it'll definitely save you some money. Number two. And I try to make this important, as important as possible to people when they're talking to me about cryptocurrencies. Don't base your decision solely on its market cap. Now, I say this for three reasons. A market cap can mean absolutely nothing. You could actually come across a coin that has a zero market cap, and you might look at it and go, oh, I'm not going to get involved with that coin. Why would I want to get involved with a coin with no market cap? Well, it's becoming more and more realistic that market caps really don't mean that much. And some coins will actually consider their market cap to be their treasury and say, we have a higher treasury. Well, you know, a treasury is good and a market cap's great, but it really doesn't mean too much about a value of a coin. And now a lot of people are going to tell me, no, that's, you're wrong. Whoa, what are you talking about? Really, all a market cap is the value of the sales versus the plenty of coins that they already have. And that market cap can fluctuate. And it's actually funny. A coin that just came out, Use, and I believe it's Use Chain, just came out. It's not worth a whole bunch, but their market cap is completely nothing. Well, that's because they designed this coin for a specific reason in industrial use and, you know, in commercial use. And they're not applying a market cap just because their coin is designed for something in particular. So they're not going to put a market cap on it, and their coin is going to go up in value. And it's probably going to take a long time because it's going to be really hard to sell a coin when you look at it. And especially for the average everyday investor, they're going to look at it and see no market cap and just skip right past it. Nobody wants to get involved with a coin that doesn't have a market cap because they have it embedded in their brain that a market cap actually means something. And it truly doesn't in the broad scope of things. Yeah, if you're one of the sheep in the herd, and you look at like Bitcoin and its huge market cap, or you look at some of these other ones like Tron and Stellar and all these other coins out there that could be in the billions, and you'll think, wow, this is a coin I want to get involved in. Well, I want to ask you something. If a coin's market cap is in the billions, but it's only worth 2 cents a piece, what makes you think that value is going to increase, especially if the value is going down? I'm talking about a particular coin, but I'm not going to mention it. But if it's worth 2 cents and it's got a $2.5 billion market cap, why is it not worth more than 2 cents? That's a question you might want to ask yourself. And I want to point that out because market caps mean absolutely nothing. And people, like I said, are going to say, whoa, but it really, do a little research into it. It's basically a mathematical equation. And it does stand for something. Don't get me wrong. It does show the value of sales of a coin. But across the spectrum of things, a market cap really means nothing if a coin has a value or a specific reason or use. I've been saying this for a while, and people always kind of laugh at me, and they think I'm crazy. But, it's actually, I've seen a ton of articles written about it. But that's where I got my information. But I also did my own research into market caps. And I've come to the conclusion that market caps really don't mean a whole lot. Yeah, they do and they don't. And I'm talking about, how a coin is designed, what its sole purpose is, or what maybe the team behind the coin are looking to use that coin for. And especially in industrial applications and business applications, sometimes a coin just doesn't need a market cap. So pay attention to that. Do your research. I really mean that, because when you're looking at a coin, follow step one, do your research. Take a good few minutes out of your time. Don't just look it up on market cap. Don't just, that's just nothing. Don't look at your wallet and say, look, it moved 20%, in the last 3 days. Wow, that's great. That's wonderful. The initial sale on that might be great, but people who are smart, who start to study a coin, will automatically take those coins they just purchased and they'll just take it back to the exchange and get Bitcoin or Ethereum or something else for it. Because usually these coins that you're buying that are priced extremely low, extremely low, that you can purchase, with $30 and get like 3 million of these coins. It's because most of these coins, and that's what I hate about KuCoin, and I'll say it again, some of these coins that KuCoin sells is actually involved in a swap. And their swap is not on KuCoin. It's usually on Binance or some other platform that you might not even be able to get involved with. So pay attention. And like I said, step two, don't always pay attention to the market cap. Market caps really don't mean anything. They do and they don't. You can look at a market cap, and there are coins out there that are worth 10, 15, I don't even know. They're up there past the dollar mark in price. And their market cap might only be $140 million. They may actually be worth more than a coin with a $5 billion market cap. Do a little research. If you don't believe me, take a good look. Go through the top 50 to the top one. I know Bitcoin. I'm talking about Bitcoin. But if you just spend a little time doing a little research, you'll realize that market cap really doesn't mean anything. You can see coins out there worth $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 a piece and have a very low market cap. And then you might see a coin out there that's worth 10, 20 cents a piece and has a very extremely high market cap. It's really redundant that people believe that market cap means anything. Now, step three, with any cryptocurrency purchase, and I mean this, check your freaking wallet before you buy it. Otherwise, it's going to sit on the exchange. I've been through this, and it's really important. You might find the actual symbol for this particular coin you're interested in your wallet, and you'll buy it. And then you try to send it to the wallet, and it's not moving. It won't go. Your exchange says the wallet address is unacceptable. Here's the reason. It's already been swapped, and it's already got a new wallet address and a new code at the top, at the end of each of the code. So what you really need to do, especially on an exchange, is if you find that particular coin on your wallet, copy the receiving address. Before you buy the coin, copy the receiving address where you're going to send your coin to. Copy it, go to the exchange, put it in, if you can open up the withdrawal page, put it in the wallet address and let the exchange tell you whether or not that wallet address is actually going to work. I mean it. It's really important because you could buy a whole crap ton of coins and be like, all right, well, I'm going to send it to my wallet now. Well, Go ahead, try it. It might not work. It might work, but it might not work. That particular wallet or that particular symbol or that particular ticker for that coin might not be the right wallet address for that coin. Sometimes you have to download a wallet specifically just for that coin, which I learned in the long run. It's a pain in the butt. I bought some specific coins I won't mention and tried to put them in my trust wallet. It wouldn't work. So I started looking up online. Of course, I was dumb and didn't do the research first. Looked up online, come to find out you have to have a certain wallet to hold these coins. Sometimes you can do a search on like a trust wallet or a Coinoini, whatever. I'm not going to talk about that one. I don't really care for Coinoini, whatever it is. We won't even talk about it. But you might do a specific search on one of your wallets for a particular ticker. And it's going to come up and you're going to get like, okay, well, I can put my stuff, I can put my coins in this wallet now. Like I said, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's already been swapped. Sometimes you're buying a coin that's actually outdated and already has been swapped. And sometimes these exchanges are just selling you like a garage sale. Like someone's garage sale or yard sale or a flea market is trying to get rid of some, you know, old items, antiques. And that happens. And it happens a lot more than you might realize. So these are my three steps for a new investor getting involved in crypto. When you're on an exchange, these are things you should really think about doing before you actually purchase a coin. Do a little research, check and see if it's actually available in your wallet, even though you might see the ticker appear and you'll add it to your wallet. Take the receiving address, go to the exchange, and check and see before you buy the coin. It might not be exchangeable. It might not even be available to you for your wallet. You might have to buy it and just leave it there and then exchange it for something else because it's not going to be available to you and you might have to download a specific wallet just for it. And even if you do, the coin might be an antique and not even be able to go into that wallet. Big pain in the butt. And number two, like I said, always, I mean, and I mean this, pay attention to the coin, the actual market cap, but don't let it drive your decision. It might help in some instances and it doesn't in others. There are plenty of coins, especially with the chain coins coming out, that don't have a very high market cap. And that's because they're made for a certain reason and they actually have a lot more to them than just being a coin or a token. And step one, always do your research. Don't buy a coin until you've studied it and done the research. Look into the coin, look into the project, go on their social media sites, go everywhere. Go to Bitcoin Talk, go to all these places, go to Medium, go to Publish Ox, do some research, Google the actual ticker, Google the actual name for the coin, and just do a little research. Take 10 minutes, go through a plethora of junk, and see if you learn something other than, oh wow, this coin's really cheap and I want to buy it. You might learn something else like, whoa, I shouldn't be buying this coin. Or maybe this coin is just not what I think it is. That happens a lot too. Tickers are sometimes doubled. Like HOT, H-O-T, go ahead and try that one out. There's three different tickers for three different coins, and they're all H-O-T. What do you know if you're buying? And I've actually seen this happen to people. They got involved with the project. They were really excited. They heard it hit an exchange. They went to the exchange, put in a ticker, bought a whole crap ton of these coins, not paying attention to the price, of course, because the price for the actual coin that they wanted versus the price of the coin that they were buying were two different things, but the ticker was the same. And that happens a lot too. So I might just make that step four. Don't get blindsided by a duplicate ticker. It happens a lot in cryptocurrency. You'll look at a ticker and go, wow, I want to buy this coin. Go on to an exchange, buy it, and come to find out it's not the same coin. Happens a lot. I'm going to play a little more Rage Against the Machine. I love Rage Against the Machine. I think it should be like the freaking, like, I don't know. It should be like the soundtrack for cryptocurrency. That's how I look at Rage Against the Machine. It's not my favorite band of all time. Actually, Metallica is. But when it comes to talking about cryptocurrencies, for some reason, Rage Against the Machine is in the back of my head playing. I don't know why. If you don't know Rage Against the Machine, there's a good explanation why I think Rage Against the Machine kind of represents cryptocurrency in a way. I might play that a lot in my show. I apologize now for all you people out there that don't like rock or heavy metal and stuff like that. It's going to come out of me. I love heavy metal, but I also love the blues. I also love a little bit of country. Just a teeny bit, not a lot. Not a big country fan, but I do like country, and I do like cryptocurrency, and there's no country song in this world that's going to represent cryptocurrency other than I lost my crypto, I lost my dog, I lost my wife, my truck broke down. Yeah, maybe it might work. And maybe if you follow my four steps, you won't be having to write a crypto country song. I'll be right back, and here's some Rage Against the Machine. This is Smash and Grab Investment Opportunities, and this is your host, Jeff Kaufman. I'll be right back. Oh, man. I love that song. I love Rage Against the Machine. Love it. Renegades of Funk, man. That's a really cool tune. I've always been a fan of Rage Against the Machine, and that just, I mean, I'm serious. Sounds like the soundtrack to crypto to me. I don't know about you. But now, back to what I was going to do the other day, and I never got a chance to do it, and I was kind of like, I did an interview, and I was running out of time, and I didn't want to have a two-hour-long show, so I cut myself short. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about two coins, and they're actual coins. They're not Ethereum. They're coins. First one I want to talk about, which I think is really cool, and that's VeChain, a VET. Its ticker is VET, V-E-T, and it's called VeChain. Now, what I really love about this coin, what I really freaking love about it, is that it comes with its own, like, transmission currency, broadcasting currency. If you even put it in trust, you'll get it. It's called VeThor. It's not worth a whole lot. I don't even think it's exchangeable or anything like that. But if you want to use VET to spend, if you're going to send anybody VET, you don't have to worry about burning up your Ethereum. It uses the Thor, which is a really cool concept. And no, it's not the first concept to do this, but I think it's really smart, and I think it's really going to help it increase in value. It's ranked, I think, number 38 on CoinMarketCap. Its price relatively low. It's a good investment opportunity. If you've got $100, it's a great investment opportunity. I wanted to mention it because the technology behind it's really cool. Now, see, I didn't know a whole lot about it. I read up on it, but I didn't know anything really about the VeThor. That tells you I didn't do a whole lot of research. So, you know, someone needs to give me a spanking. Not literally, but I deserve a good ass kicking for not doing my research. But when I bought the coin and popped it into my wallet, all of a sudden I had a second currency in my wallet. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, where did this come from? I didn't buy this. So I didn't do my research. Got online, did about 2 extra minutes of research that I should have done in the first place. And lo and behold, I find out it has its own currency that comes with it for sending and receiving. I mean, it's great because you're not burning up your Ethereum. So that's going to make this coin really attractive. It's going to increase its value. And I think in the long run, you're going to see this. It's already, you know, if you ever get on Coinbase, you know, they give you a list of coins that they don't support yet, but they'll show you their prices on the market, and it happens to be one of them, and that's what turned me on about it. I thought, well, if Coinbase is showing it, it's got some potential. I don't base all that. It's a plethora, a huge, giant bunch of stuff I base my currency purchases on. I tend to look at different markets that are selling the currency. I tend to do a lot of research that's based online. And sometimes, on a rare occasion, I'll look at something and I'll just get a ping in the head and say, maybe I should buy this coin. It's got this already on. And that's a mistake I make. It's a common mistake to make. Just because Coinbase is showing it as a coin in its market, or, you know, the market prices, they might not be supporting it yet, but they're showing it in their market price list. It kind of triggered me, and I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should get this coin. You know, look what's happening with Tezos. It happens. But I'm lucky I bumped into it because the technology behind it is really innovative. It's a smart coin, and plus, like I said, it's an actual coin. It's not Ethereum-based. It's a coin. So it has some value potential up the yin-yang. I would highly suggest getting involved. We're doing a little research on it so you can see what I'm talking about, so you can do what I didn't do. Just because I didn't do my research properly like I should have doesn't mean I haven't already done my research now. And that's why I wanted to bring it up. VET, V-E-T is its ticker. Go check it out now. I think it's really a cool coin. I think it's got a lot of potential. I also want to talk about energy. NRG, energy, E-N-E-R-G-I, energy. Be careful when purchasing energy. I know a lot of people have fallen the fool to this. Not energy's fault, but there are other currencies listed in wallets that you could put in the ticker and you're going to see a currency popped up that might even be spelled energy, E-N-E-R-G-I. It's not listed on Trust Wallet yet, as far as I know. Energy is not listed, only on Coinami. I don't personally like Coinami. I've had a lot of problems with Coinami. I've had things just disappear during a broadcast. No proof of its existence, no way to prove that I lost it. That's why I don't like Coinami. I'm very careful with anything I put in a wallet. Trust has been my number one wallet of all time. I say that because Trust works. I'm not able to hold energy in it, and that's okay. But like I was saying, energy just broke the top 50. Congratulations to energy. Really cool crypto project. I've actually been involved with a little bit. Definitely worth your time. Definitely worth your money. It's really increasing in wealth. I remember being part of their community back just a little over a month ago or so when they almost broke the $10 mark. And right now I think they're sitting at just under $7 or just a little bit over $7. You know how quickly markets change. By the time I last looked at it till now, it could be an eight. But it's still a really worthwhile project. It's still priced well enough so people can get involved in it. And the leadership behind energy is just phenomenal. I've talked about energy a lot. A lot of people are talking about energy. It's always, it's one of the subjects of conversation whenever I have a conversation with somebody about cryptocurrencies. You might have heard it in one of my last interviews that I did. I asked a gentleman what coins he was interested in. He named a couple, and one of them happened to be energy. It's really a really good project. They have a lot of really great leadership behind it. There's a lot of good technology behind it. Not only is it stakeable, but it's also got one of the most vast treasuries in cryptocurrencies, and it's always going to be pretty strong. I can't make really any great speculations, but I am going to say as long as things continue the way that they're continuing, I would say energy is just really going to take off. It broke the 50 barrier. That's a big deal, and I think it's worth mentioning. I've talked about BitTorrent with a friend of mine. I'm moving on to another currency. BTT, it's actually part of the Tron network, but it's definitely got some potential. It's got its own potential because it's actually part of the BitTorrent website, part of the program, part of the app. It's just a really incredible opportunity to scoop up something that could potentially be worth some money. Now, here's the thing. I was talking to someone about Ripple and about BitTorrent the other day, and they were actually mentioning that, you know, when a coin like that gets involved with a business where it's going to be used to buy services with this business, they don't want the coin to be priced at $20 or $30 or $40 a piece. That's something that I really never thought of. And Ripple might just be decreasing in price because it might be too high. They might be looking at Ripple as maybe a penny piece. Don't quote me on it. I'm using my own logical means of deduction here. When a coin is involved with a project, like let's just say MoneyGram or let's just say BitTorrent, they're not going to make your coin a $2,000 coin. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's never going to be an $11,000 coin. It's going to be purchasable for people to actually use. So keep that in mind when you're looking at coins that are being involved with a corporate identity or a commercialized product. They are not going to be at a specific, you know, high volume price. They're not going to always get to that big number that you're hoping they're going to get to. Simply because if they're going to be used as a currency in a project, they're not going to be $20,000 a piece. I'm just saying. They might actually become a penny piece. And that's what I'm kind of worried about with Ripple. But then I'm starting to think, you know, Ripple might just go down to 10 cents a piece. I don't want to say that, you know, Ripple's is going to fluctuate, but I think there's a good possibility that Ripple might become a sort of stable coin. It might be only worth a certain amount per. It would have been cool if it was worth 50 cents a piece and gone up. But I think what we're going to see is that I think Ripple might just become a 10 cent piece coin. Don't quote me on it. I'm using my own logic of deduction. Might be right, might be wrong. I'm being speculative, but you know what? It's highly probable that coins like this become a certain type of a stable coin. They're only going to be worth so much, especially when they're involved in a project like, for instance, MoneyGram. You know, Ripple signed a multi-million dollar deal. Good for them. That's really awesome. But what's going to happen to their coin? Don't know. But it would make sense to me if it became somewhat of a stable coin. Now, I know when you think stable coin, you're thinking USD, $1. But what if it was to be a stable coin worth only 10 cents a piece? I'm just saying. And then again, with BitTorrent, we don't know what that price is going to be. I think, again, it could become a penny piece. But then again, it could become a 10 cents. I'm thinking like a BitTorrent, basically stable coin for the use on BitTorrent. It's highly probable, or it could expand into other realms. I don't know, but that's what I wanted to talk about today. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. This is Smash and Grab Investment Opportunities. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Eminem to listen to, and I hope you have a great day. Pay attention to the stocks. Pay attention to the crypto market. Do your research. Take some time before you make a purchase and make a decision. It's utterly the most important thing you can do, and it'll save you some time, it'll save you some trouble, and it's definitely going to save you some moolah. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jeff Kaufman. I will talk to you later. Enjoy some M&M. Smash and grab investment opportunities. Thank you.